Upheaval, Breaking Point, Chapter 16, Divisions. As night settled across the northern plains, it did so upon the already set-up camp of Fangbreaker Fortress's survivors. By the end of the day, every pony was completely exhausted. Commander Dreadstep had called for a rest only when the sun had partly set. At their pace, they expected to arrive at Bastion City by tomorrow noon. Already, Bastion City's tallest buildings could be seen as small shapes over the horizon. The mere sight of them brought some relief to a lot of ponies. Twilight Sparkle counted herself among them. She was also glad to finally be able to rest. Her shoulder was really starting to hurt, and her legs were starting to give. Right now, however, she was more concerned over somepony else's fatigue. Sure enough, she found Rarity flat on her belly on the ground, panting in exhaustion while sweat dripped from her mane. Even with the cold, the exertion made them sweat. Twilight knew that she didn't look much better.
"How are you feeling?" she asked her friend.
"Utterly exhausted," Rarity replied between pants. "If this is what life in the Legion is always going to be like, I'm afraid I may not last very long."
"Don't say that," Twilight chided gently. "I'm sure you'll get used to it. Here, I brought you some dinner."
Rarity looked up expectantly.
"Please, please, please tell me it's a bowl of tossed salad with some pastries for dessert," she said. "Even a loaf of ordinary bread will do."
"Sorry,"
Twilight replied as she placed the small pouch in front of her friend. The sight of it seemed to suck the last remaining strength from Rarity.
"More of that disgusting sandy feed,"
Rarity grumbled. The expectant look became completely downcast.
"Cheer up, Rarity. Vanguard said there's lots of decent food at Bastion City, and we're almost there."
"It's not that. Well, it's not only that. The feed is certainly depressing in its own right."
"So what's wrong?" Twilight asked.
I was just thinking of Sweetie Belle," Rarity said softly. "I hope she's not terribly upset about me being banished. And Carousel Boutique, it's only been a few days, but it's most likely in shambles now. And I didn't even get to finish that last order, too. Spike worked so hard to help me with all those gems, and it was all for naught."
It was Twilight's turn to look downcast.
"I'm sorry," she said. "This is my fault."
An image of Ponyville came to her mind. How were the ponies taking her and her friends' disappearances? Have they even noticed? What had Princess Celestia told them? To add to her sadness, she realized that she and her friends may have very well been considered criminals since they were banished. And then there were her parents. It must be crushing to realize that their daughter, who had been doing so well, was now in exile. She felt a hoof touch her own.
"Don't you think that I'm regretting joining you here?" Rarity said with a comforting smile. "That's not true.
The smile lessened slightly.
"I just wish I was given a chance to say goodbye and set my affairs in order. I think all of our friends feel the same way about that."
"I understand," Twilight replied. "I wish I could have seen my parents, too. Princess Celestia must have been afraid that we would spread the knowledge of this place if we weren't banished immediately."
"Well, let's not wallow too much on unfulfilled wishes. Excuse me while I choke down dinner."
With that, Rarity poured a small amount of concentrated feed onto her hoof and started eating. Eating soon turned into a mixture of grimacing and chewing. Twilight nodded and went on her way. She thought of seeing Spike by the wagons to see how he had been doing. Something else caught her eye, though. That and a loud, distinct shout that made her curious and worried.
"What did you just tell me, Chosen?"
a deep-voiced pony shouted. Twilight didn't recognize the voice, but she knew the tone it took. She didn't like the word chosen, but there were two ways that it was spoken here in the Barrier Lands. There was Vanguard's way of saying it, which turned into a neutral word to say where a pony was from. Then there was the way Pyre said it, which turned it into the worst thing a pony could be. The voice just now sounded more Pyre Valor than Vanguard Clash.
"You heard me loud and clear."
The response made Twilight hurry. That was Applejack, a rather angry Applejack by the sound of it. She found her friends staring angrily up at a yellow earth stallion. A few ponies had gathered around the spot to watch.
"I ain't talking in fancy mathematics," Applejack said. "You ran into me on purpose, and I want an apology."
"If you weren't so slow, I wouldn't bump into you,"
the stallion growled.
"You think you own this plane, Chosen?"
The stallion stood around a head taller than Applejack, but she didn't back up as much as an inch.
"This plane is big enough for both of us, and an army of ponies. You bumped into me on purpose. Now pony up and say you're sorry."
"The only thing that's going to be sorry around here is your worthless hide,"
the stallion shouted. He pushed Applejack with a hoof,
making her stumble backwards for a foot. Applejack quickly stepped forward and shoved back.
"So it's a scrap you want, huh?" she taunted. "Why didn't you say so?"
"The Chosen thinks she knows what a fight is,"
one of the ponies who were watching exclaimed.
"Rough her up and show her how it's done, Stoneshod."
Stoneshod raised himself to full height and banged his front hoofs together. That was when Applejack noticed that his hoof had felt cold and hard when he shoved her, and that they clanged when he struck them.
"If you're gonna move like a crippled mule, Chosen, you may as well be one," he snarled.
Some of the ponies in the background yelled in approval. Applejack held her ground and braced herself. She was still going to kick this pony's flank, but she was probably going to take a beating herself. Nearby, Twilight decided that enough was enough. She pushed ahead, ready to intervene with magic if she had to. The yelling had suddenly stopped, however, and the gathered ponies had parted to let some pony through.
"Stand down, before I call the Legion police on you, Stoneshod."
"Vanguard Clash," Stoneshod said in surprise. "What are you doing defending this Chosen? They're a spoiled, cowardly lot. All of them."
Vanguard stepped in between Applejack and Stoneshod.
"So you're picking a fight with this smaller, unarmed, and untrained Chosen while wearing your tramplers and with your friends nearby because she's a coward? What a hero you are, Stoneshod."
Taken aback and embarrassed, Stoneshod hesitated for some time. Then, with renewed resolve, he stepped forward again.
"They don't deserve any sort of honorable battle," he growled.
"This Chosen is here because she defied her princess,"
Vanguard said. He stepped forward as well and matched Stoneshod's stare.
"She's been banished for believing that Equestria's division is wrong. You will show her respect for that."
"I'll show her how we deal justice!"
Stoneshod suddenly pushed past Vanguard to lunge at Applejack. For his trouble, his face encountered a pair of back leg hoofs. Applejack had aimed well. Her kick struck Stoneshod's chin with a resounding thud and the distinct crack of a bone fracturing. The force of the blow knocked him right on his back a few feet away, where he lay for a while, his eyes wide with surprise, and his jaw slung open. The collective gasp of surprise escaped the gathered ponies. With a fierce cry, Stoneshod struggled to his hoofs, only to fall flat on his belly when something landed on him in a streak of red.
"Assaulting an unarmed civilian!"
Scarlet Rabbit crowed as he sat on top of Stoneshod.
"We're looking at 30 lashes there, Stoneshod! I hope some pony remembered to take a whip from the fort. I only had time to save some booze."
Stoneshod struggled against Scarlet, but the Pegasus's weight was too much.
"You ponies over at Special Operations think you're so high and mighty," he growled.
He winced in pain and clutched his jaw. No assistance came from his friends, and when he looked up, he found the group already dispersing as a trio of barded ponies made their way towards him. He recognized the barding. Legion Police.
"Sounds like loser talk from some pony who didn't make the cut,"
Scarlet said with a laugh. He flew off Stoneshod as the Legion Police moved in. Several minutes passed as Vanguard explained the situation to the Legion Police. With a nod, they escorted Stoneshod away while the other ponies returned to their business. Twilight and the rest of her friends came over once the Legion Police were gone, and they settled down around a campfire that Scarlet had set up.
"What was all that commotion about?" Rarity asked.
She looked disapprovingly at Applejack.
"Roughhousing with the Legionnaires already?"
"He started it,"
Applejack replied.
"He's going to have to see some pony about that jaw,"
Fluttershy spoke worriedly.
"I hope Dr. Redbrand doesn't yell at him too loudly. It looks like it really hurts."
"I heard Scarlet say something about lashing,"
Pinkie Pie said.
"Are they going to pluck his eyelashes for being a bully?"
"Maybe, if they didn't get a whip from the fort before we ran for it,"
Scarlet replied.
"That's ridiculous,"
Rainbow Dash remarked.
"And I hope this Dr. Redbrand does yell at him for being a jerk."
"Are you all right, Applejack?"
Twilight asked in concern.
"I'll be fine,"
Applejack answered. She turned her attention towards Vanguard.
"Thank you kindly for stepping in. You distracted him long enough, at least. I hope I didn't make too many enemies."
"You probably made a few less,"
Vanguard replied.
"That's quite the kick you have there. If you were wearing tramplers, you might have taken his head off."
"Years of apple bucking," Applejack said proudly.
"A farm pony, hmm? Have you worn barding before?"
Vanguard asked.
"No. I tried out Big Macintosh's collar once. Would that count?"
"We can work with that. They'll probably put you in infantry, depending on how well you handle barding."
Vanguard patted Applejack's shoulders and back.
"Looks strong,"
he commented.
"You might make it to heavy with some training."
"What about this special operations that Stoneshod was talking about?"
Applejack asked. "Is that your group?"
"Special operations is made up of small squads of different ponies,"
Vanguard answered.
We serve as troubleshooters for the Legion.
Could any of us end up in special operations? Rainbow Dash asked.
I doubt it,
Vanguard replied.
My squad itself just lost its unicorn mage, an Earth Pony skirmisher,
he added darkly.
But we recruit from within the Legion, among experienced Legionnaires. It's unlikely that new recruits will head straight to our squad.
What about unicorns? Rarity asked. Where would we go?
The Legion can always use more unicorn magi. It depends on the spells that you have, though. Offensive casters get bundled into firing lines, while the defensive ones tend to be distributed. There's still the problem of you chosen unicorns having to deal with using magic outside Princess Celestia's realm.
Isn't there something that can be done about that? Twilight asked.
I don't know,
Vanguard replied.
Perhaps Prince Tirado has a method for adjusting your spellcasting for his realm. Or you'll just get used to this place and you'll be able to cast at your best in time.
With the questions out of the way, the group was silent for some time, with the only sounds coming from Spike, who had started dozing next to Twilight, and the uncomfortable grunts of Applejack and Rainbow Dash trying to get a mouthful of concentrated feed down. Vanguard watched them in amusement, and then turned toward Scarlet Rabbit.
Did I hear you right back there?
He asked.
Did you save some booze from the fort?
Stormbrew gave me a free bottle when I managed to save the last barrel from the brewery, Scarlet Rabbit said gleefully. It's good stuff, too. I hid it under one of the wagons. Want to drink it, Captain?
Our new friends look like they need help in swallowing my father's feed,
Vanguard replied with a grin. Scarlet Rabbit was gone in a streak of red as soon as Vanguard answered. A few seconds later, he was back with a bottle damped in his mouth and several glasses in his forelegs.
What's that?
Twilight asked as Scarlet poured his captain a glass. The liquid that flowed from the bottle was clear and sparkling. To her surprise, small arcs of blue electricity appeared in random intervals in the liquid.
Storm brews good stuff,
Scarlet replied as he poured himself a glass.
But what's it called?
Twilight asked again.
I just told you. Good stuff.
Stormbrew is an excellent brewer,
Vanguard said. He took a sip of the drink before continuing.
Not so good with names, though.
I'll try some,
Pinky said with enthusiasm. With an approving nod, Scarlet handed her a glass and poured her a drink.
Here goes.
She emptied the glass in a single pull.
That's not a good idea,
Vanguard said as he watched the pink pony. He backed away slightly, still remembering the last pony who underestimated Stormbrew's good stuff.
That was delicious, Pinkie Pie said. It's like punch, but not very sweet and really smooth. It leaves this tingly feeling in your tongue and then leaves a cool feeling in your throat. Is that barley I'm tasting? And then...
She froze at mid-sentence and looked straight ahead of her.
Here comes the kick,
Vanguard said. Arcs of electricity surged through Pinkie Pie, causing her mane to stand on end. A trail of smoke left her mouth as she spoke.
Awesome!
She gasped, and then fell to her side. Worried, her friends looked her over while Scarlet held his sides and laughed.
So, who else wants a glass?
Scarlet asked. No pony took up the offer, so he poured himself another drink before watching Pinky doze off with a smile.
She's good, though, he commented. Maybe I should introduce her to Stormbrew.
What was her job in the Heartland?
Vanguard asked.
Well, she lived with some bakers, Twilight offered.
A baker, hmm? I'm not sure about her fighting skills,
Vanguard said.
But maybe she can be a lot of help to my father. She might even make that sandy feed you all hate so much tasty.
A worthwhile goal, I assure you, Rarity added.
Take a hint from Pinkie Pie,
Vanguard said.
Time to turn in. We still have some walking to do tomorrow.
The rest of them agreed and turned in for the night. Some time passed, and the entire camp had become quiet. Nearly every pony was asleep, save for the sentries guarding the perimeter. Vanguard Clash found himself awake, and he quickly realized he wasn't alone in his wakefulness. Nearby, Applejack was sitting by the fire, while her friends slumbered around her.
Something wrong?
He asked.
Not really, Applejack replied. I was just thinking about... stuff.
Vanguard didn't reply immediately, and settled nearer.
Say, Vanguard?
Yes?
What Stoneshod said about us chosen ponies. Is that how all you Legion types feel? Do you think we're all cowardly and spoiled?
No,
Vanguard answered.
If I thought that, then I'd be joining Stoneshod and beating you up. The fact that no one helped him should give you a clue as to how popular his opinion is.
So he's just one disgruntled pony?
That's not quite true either. The ponies of the Barrier Lands have different opinions on the Chosen,
Vanguard said.
Some like to treat you in the Heartland like a fairy tale and just concentrate on fighting for their homes. Others acknowledge your existence, but put their faith in our prince, knowing what's best. There's also ponies who just like a good fight and don't sweat anything else.
He looked at Scarlet Rabbit when he said that.
And then there's Stoneshod and his ilk, who like to hold on to a centuries-old grudge.
So, where do you put yourself?
I think I'm a mix of the first two,
Vanguard said with a smile. Why would any pony want to hold on to a grudge? We've never done anything to them. If we knew what was going on out in these parts, we'd all have done something to help.
Don't be so sure to put all your fellow chosen in the same boat,
Vanguard cautioned.
As for why to hold on to a grudge, who knows? Perhaps it makes them feel superior by playing the victim of injustice. They could genuinely feel that it's the chosen's fault, or they could just be carrying on their parents' beliefs.
A minute of silence passed with the two of them simply staring at the fire. Speaking of folks, Applejack said, I hope your pa's not too upset about us not liking his sandy feed. To be honest, I don't think it's that bad. It'll probably taste better with a little applesauce.
I'm sure he's already taking your ability to swallow it with only a little gagging as a compliment,
Vanguard replied.
Is that why you were wandering around when Stoneshod ran into you? You were looking for some applesauce?
Well, yeah, Applejack answered, her face reddening slightly in embarrassment. Just plain apples would have done it. I can make applesauce in a jiff. She paused for a while, and then went on. What about your ma? Is she in the Legion too?
I'm avoiding her for now,
Vanguard replied.
At least until I have access to an actual hospital. I'll be lucky if she doesn't assault me on our way to Bastion City.
Applejack laughed slightly before speaking. Sounds like one of my aunties, she said. She was quiet for a while, and Vanguard noticed an air of melancholy around her. The smile on her face quickly faded. Must be nice working with your folks in the Legion, she said.
I see,
Vanguard replied. He patted Applejack on the shoulder in an awkward attempt at comfort, once more wishing that he had the voice for this.
Perhaps it will help if you look at it this way.
Applejack looked at him curiously. At the sight of her scrutiny, Vanguard coughed slightly before continuing.
Though they're far away and you miss them, try to take comfort in knowing that they're far away from all of this, and that they're safe.
That's a nice thought, Applejack said. To Vanguard's relief, some of her smile managed to come back. Thank you kindly, Vanguard. That's real nice of you. Vanguard coughed again and looked away.
Now get some rest,
he said.
You'll lose the respect you earned today if you collapse in exhaustion tomorrow.
Understood, Captain. With that, Applejack settled in between Rarity and Rainbow Dash and closed her eyes, leaving Vanguard alone to stare at the fire. The flames reminded him of the Unicorn Mage his squad had lost.
I don't care what she intended. Her actions condemn her. Hundreds of good ponies are dead, and the North is in danger because of her loyalty to the truth. By the Prince's law, I will kill her the next time we meet.
He had sounded so strong and determined back there. He wondered if Twilight Sparkle even believed a word he said about being able to kill Pyre Valor just like that. She likely saw right through him. Pyre Valor had been one of his very few friends for a very long time. There was no way he would be able to kill her and feel nothing. He felt a little pathetic, sitting by himself in front of the fire. He was the captain of only one pony, and his failure to arrive in time still loomed from the north. Helping these chosen, however, gave him some comfort. He had never been one to make friends. He was lucky to have met Pyre Valor all those years ago, and he knew quite well that Blademane was not really his friend, but Pyre's. Scarlet Rabbit was an accidental friendship. He remembered being back in that Wolven's tent and realizing how little he had when Pyre Valor left him to die. It was a dark and terrible feeling. A feeling that he could put behind him now.
I've lost two and found six,
he thought.
Not a bad trade in the end.
A few more minutes passed, and he settled down for some sleep himself. Tomorrow, Bastion City awaited.